Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Welcome to episode 317 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about baggage. So let's talk about baggage. And I don't mean luggage that you physically carry. I mean what we all have that we bring everywhere we go, which is mental baggage. Now, why would I want to talk about this on a sales-related podcast? Because most likely, if you're in sales, you're human. If you're human, you're bringing baggage. Now, some of that's good baggage. Some of it's filled with lots of great ideas and great energy and stories and empathy and hope and the desire to make a difference in the world. And your baggage is more like luggage going on vacation, and it's filled with hope and great stuff. And there's what a lot of us also have, which is baggage that is filled with other things, things that aren't necessarily positive, things that kind of weigh us down. Now, when you're a salesperson, one of the things that happens, and we all do this no matter what the relationship or the conversation, is you're bringing your baggage with you. You're bringing that into your sales career. And what it's doing is it's affecting how you sell and what you are doing as a effectiveness, let's say, in the conversations. And what happens, and this is something for you to look at, is everyone brings with them their baggage as they're filled with their experiences as a customer and what they like and what they don't like. And the challenge is that most people treat everyone like they want to be treated. And that's nice. It sounds good. It's the golden rule. I've talked about it here on the show before, and it's so detrimental in relationships, in conversations, and mostly in sales. Because if you try to sell to everybody in the same way that you like to buy, that may not be appropriate. That may not work with everybody. So here's the thing you want to do is you want to assess. This is where it's painful. It's difficult. And I recommend if you struggle with this or if you just want the help, find somebody who you know either deeply, closely, or just a completely outside perspective. And I'm not saying that just because I coach people and I train salespeople, but find somebody who can give you an assessment based on your conversations, whether it's your phone conversations, it's your in-person meetings with prospective clients, analyzing your conversations, somebody who can go through those with you and help you determine where your limiting beliefs are, where your limitations. And I know that sounds big and you're like, hey, I have no issues. I don't have any limitations. Everyone has something, if they're not careful, that's coming into this situation, the conversation. It could be about price. It could be contracts. It could be terms. It could be making decisions on the fly, spontaneous, short sales cycle, long sales cycle, how you feel about certain people. Oh, this kind of person never buys. Oh, this kind of person always buys. These leads are good. I always like these kind of leads. Oh, I can't stand these kind of leads. All of that comes into play, and that filters your perspective on the world, which then affects your closing effectiveness. And what happens is you're bringing that with you. So what you want to do is you want to first find your baggage, find the luggage that you're carrying around with you, open it up, unpack it, see what's inside of it, see what's serving you well, what's not serving you well. Again, there's baggage that we all take with us, which is empathy. It's the things that have happened in our lives that then shapes how we treat other people in positive ways, hopefully, and wanting the best for them and wanting to keep people from experiencing the kind of challenges that you've had or that you've seen other people have. And so that's the good baggage. That's the ones that you want to carry with you everywhere you go. If there's something that's not serving you, that's limiting, where you're projecting your thoughts and beliefs and ideas onto your prospective customers, mostly subconsciously, that's going to get in the way of you selling to more people, to a wider audience. And that's the ones that you want to find a way to unpack that stuff, leave it behind, definitely leave it behind when you enter into your sales role. Even if you can't drop it completely in your own life, drop it. And again, these are things like how you feel about price, what you think is fair that people should pay, what you can afford in your own life. If you can't afford what you're selling, it's going to be hard sometimes for you to be able to sell it because you don't think it's a good idea. You can't afford it and you couldn't imagine somebody else wanting to pay that. I've seen that so many times. Let's say somebody's selling Mercedes and the most they can only afford themselves is a Honda. Nothing wrong with that. But when they go into a sales process where they're selling Mercedes, then it's going to be tough for them to convince somebody to pay for it when they don't even believe they can pay for it. And so those kind of things, it's in your baggage as a salesperson. Recognize what's in the baggage and then leave what you can behind and then go out there and sell more effectively. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.